Hello, good evening and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. We've had a break. I'm aware we've had a break. Don't go on about it. This is going to be a daily podcast, and it is. I do it every day, every few days. What's the problem with that? So, the reason why I haven't been online recording is that my corporate job has been absolutely destroying me, kicking my ass. I'm working in the evenings. I'm working late. I had a day... a few days ago, I was on Zoom for 7 hours. 7 hours of Zoom calls. Sorry, not even Zoom. Microsoft Teams. But when you say Microsoft Teams, it's not as good as it. So you just use the shorthand and say Zoom, which means any kind of video conferencing. So yeah, look, very boring, actually. But my corporate job is kicking my ass. But one thing I will say is I'm in charge of a project that's gone wrong. I don't like letting people down. I feel a bit embarrassed by it. I feel a bit frustrated by it. I feel a bit angry about it because I think I've been set up to fail to a degree because new requirements are flying in the doors and things I've been told weren't true, to which I have tried to set the record straight and explain what's gone on. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Who cares? The point is, I'm quite good at compartmentalising that stress these days to go, yeah, I'm stressed, but guess what? I close my laptop and I walk downstairs and everything's fine. It's all right. I'm not. I don't ever want to get to the point again when a corporate job just destroys me, like it has done before. I mean, I've been hospitalised because of the pressure of corporate jobs, and I don't want to go down that road again. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, so yes, you know, I'm 45 now, so I'm like, fuck 'em. But like, I was in a meeting the other day and I was really stressed, and it was with the senior management team, and I was basically there to explain to them why the project had gone wrong, and I was so stressed about it, and then I suddenly got this wave of relief because I thought, hang on a minute, I can just leave. Like, I could leave tomorrow. I don't need this job. I mean, I do need the job to eat and pay the rent or the mortgage or whatever, but I'll get another job. It's not a problem. It's okay. Have a bit of what's that mindset of abundance. Have an abundance mindset and a positive mindset. It's going to be all right. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Anyway, that's enough about that. I shouldn't have opened the podcast talking about my job because it's very boring. Here's a little bit of gig news. I did a gig in my hometown in a pie and mash shop of all places, and it was a bit weird. I mean, look, the people running it were lovely. The guy who owned the shop was lovely. I had a chat with him at the back before I went on stage. When I say stage, I mean they put some wooden pallets on the floor. And then we stood on there. But look, there was a mic, there was a disco ball, there was a step up to a type of stage, and there was real audience, real paying audience. So you spent a lot of money to see some comedians, and so that's good. It was all right, but I didn't do very well for various different. I did fine, in fact. But my wife came to that gig. That's the first gig that she's come to in 5 years. And I did lukewarm. Lukewarm at the best. It was okay. I mean, I didn't particularly bomb or anything. And looking back, there was some, like on the video, there was like some, you know, some good laughs. It's just, I thought to myself, yeah, I got this. I got this in the bag and I didn't. Comedy has an amazing way of you going, oh, you got this, have you, you cocky fucker, and then just taking you down a peg or two. And then every now and again, when you're feeling low, giving you a nice surprise of storming a gig. Or sometimes you think, God, I've got nothing in my diary, and someone will phone you up and go, hey, or text you or message you, do you want to play my ticketed night? And so you're like, oh, that's nice. So look, onwards and upwards and all of that shit. But what I would say is there's a guy I've gigged with before about a year ago called Tabish Akpar. And he is very good. I gigged with him probably over a year ago doing Rising Star. Rising Star is not, it's more for younger comedians. Not younger as in, comedians haven't been doing it as long, right? That's kind of what Rising Star's for. And it's a bringer, so there you go, that's all you need to know. But it's a little competition. He was second on, and that was when I was eighth in the second. I shouldn't have even stuck around then, I should have left. There's no way you should, as a comedian, be treated like that. But anyway, he came on second, and he absolutely stormed it, and he was very good, and he was very funny. And he's won like the Blackout and King Gong several times with different material. And so just after that gig, and me having a mediocre-ish time, like, I was easily the most experienced comedian on that bill. And it was fine. I'm able to go on stage now and riff a little bit, and it doesn't matter if things don't go so well, and I'm able to hold my composure and I understand joke structure more and all those kind of things. I've definitely improved over the last year or maybe even two. I've definitely improved. But that's not the point. The point is, I looked at his Instagram and he said, after winning King Gong for the first time, I'm now doing my full 20 minutes at the Comedy Store. And he's been going just over a year. He's been going 18 months, a year or 18 months in comedy. And I'm like, is that people's trajectory, is it? Is that what's meant to happen? Am I a fucking idiot? Am I a fucking idiot? And I know people say, don't compare your chapter one to other people's chapter seven. And it's like, yeah, but I'm not. I'm comparing my chapter seven to other people's chapter one. Like, I mean, he deserves everything he gets. He's very funny and he's very good. And that's great. And sometimes you think to yourself, oh, I've got this. Like over the last, say, 6 to 8 months, I've gone to places and I thought, yeah, I've got a real handle on this. And then you see somebody like him just, or you read someone's book like Rob Beckett or Michael McIntyre and how quickly they took off. And then you just think, am I just this deluded fool? You know, you start feeling like Jeremy in Peep Show when he thinks to himself, am I like going to be a successful musician, or am I just one of the millions of people who definitely, definitely, definitely aren't, and they're just deluded twats? And then you think that same thing about, you're like, am I just deluding myself? But then again, if I'm going to be honest, I'm not doing comedy. I mean, I am doing comedy to make it, don't get me fucking wrong. But I'm not doing comedy just for that. I'm doing it because I have to do it. I have to do it. It's like a calling. So it's not me just trying to game the system and go, I've got a new income now doing this. This is good. But blimey, you see people like that and you just think, fair play, but also fuck you. No, good luck to him. He's a lovely guy as well. All right then. Well, that's it. This is the podcast. Corporate stress, comedy stress, and some stress. See you on the next pod.